الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى الهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this session of رياض الصالحين. And as we announced that day that we are going to speak about or explain the ahadith, the ayat and ahadith of رياض الصالحين. And this verse would be twice a week after Isha of Sunday, of every Sunday and Tuesday. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we're not going, and it's not going to be that long, but we are going to go through inshaAllah some of the hadiths of this book, valuable book. And Riyab al-Salihin, as it is called, Riyab is the plural of Rawda, which is the Jannah, the garden. And the Salihin are the pious people. So these are the gardens of the pious people. And this name is extracted from the hadith. إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا قِيلَ وَمَا رِيَابُ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ حِلَقُوا الذِّكْرِ. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, if you pass by the gardens of the gardens of the paradise, then stay there and enjoy your time there. And then he was asked, what is the garden of the paradise? He said, the circles of knowledge. Al dhikr means here the knowledge. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala began this book by a very valuable and important chapter. He titled it by Babu al-Ikhlasi wa Ihbar al-Niyyah. Ikhlas means sincerity. وإحبار النية means to have the intention before you do anything that you seek you are of. نعم. And this is very important. The إخلاص, the sincerity is very very important. And also the issue of intention is also very 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 important. As if one prays to work, for example, to teach someone how to pray, and then he says, okay, alhamdulillah, I did the 2 rak'ah sunnah of Isha. We say, no, these 2 rak'ahs are not considered sunnah of Isha. Because there was no intention to perform them, to pray the sunnah of Isha. So the intention is important. In regard to the issue of sincerity, Imam al-Nawawi wrote this ayah, these 2 ayahs, the ayah of Surah Al-Bayyinah. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This ayah of Surah Al-Bayyinah. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا, and they were not commanded, they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, and after and offer prayers. When you worship Him sincerely, worship Him alone. And when you worship Him alone, it should be sincerely. You do not want to please no one with the worship. You do not pray to please so and so, but to please Allah Ta'ala, who commanded you, who made it mandatory upon you to come and pray. That is the only thing that you should have in your heart and in your mind when you pray. Well, when you do the salah and they perform the prayers, meaning the 5 times prayers, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, not the optional ones. Optional ones, if you do, mean you are. If you don't, no sin. But these 5 times prayers, you will have to do them in time and in the way that Rasulullah described. And we are going to describe some of them, inshallah, once we reach that chapter. They go to zakah, and they give out charity, the obligatory charity, not the optional. You will have to give out the obligatory charity. If you don't, then you are in sin, in major sin. Now, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, and that is, دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ means the straight or right religion. That is the right religion, the religion that Allah Ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Now, And in the other ayah of Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 37, Allah Ta'ala said, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah does neither give their meat, this of me, as you call it, durbadi, the animals that you slaughter for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala does neither give their meat nor their blood. Allah is not in need for this. Allah is the provider of all of this for you. You only do it to please Him, to worship Him. But it's your piety that reaches Him. Your taqwa, your piety, your fear, that reaches Him. And this does not mean that your piety or fear or taqwa gets to Allah and creates anything. No. It's something that it is the thing that Allah Ta'ala accepts from you. That Allah Ta'ala accepts from you. Meaning that you are going to honor, you are going to beautify yourself by worshipping Him alone. And in the hadith, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala reported many hadith in this chapter, but we're going to take some of them, inshallah frequently, time after time, inshallah, we can go through them all. And the authority of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen means the Khalifa. The Amir, the ruler of the believers. رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He said, I hear the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Verily, the deeds or the acts of worship, of course, of worship, بالنيات are considered due to their intentions that predestined. That pre-dem. نعم. فمن كانت وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. And verily for each person is what he does intended or intend. فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله. So whomsoever he whose migration is sincere before Allah and His Messenger, then his emigration to Allah and His Messenger. What does that mean? It means if someone migrates from the land of Kufr to the land of Islam with no intention except that he wants to perform this worship to distance himself from the kuffar, then he is going to be rewarded for that. As for if he migrated for something else, like what the Prophet ﷺ said, وَمِنْ كَانَتْ إِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا وَصِيبَهَا, if he migrated only for a better job, for a better business, for a better woman, or he migrated, he shifted from one land to another, from the land of Kufr to the land of Islam, not with the intention of worshipping Allah. So he migrated from that, he got the reward of it, he got the woman here, finished. So then he cannot say that, I migrated for the sake of Allah. No. This wasn't for the sake of Allah. He is not in sin, but he cannot claim the reward. If we have, let's say, three people, all together migrated at one time from the land of Kuffar to the land of Muslims, One migrated because he was hired a job there, a better job. He just came for the job. He did not take the job as an a reason, a channel to come to him. But he was given a job. He was in some Muslim country, right? Or he was in a kuffar country, no intention to migrate. But he was offered a job in Saudi Arabia. And he came. This one has no reward except for the job. This is his new one. No sin, but no reward. The other one came from the same land at the same time, on the same plane, but the purpose of him coming here was a woman that he knew. He called her father, and her father said, "You come down Saudi Arabia, I'll let you know her." So he came. No reward except what he got, which is the marriage. No sin, but no reward. The third, he said, "No, I cannot live amongst the kuffar. I want to be amongst the Muslims." So he got the same plane and came. This one would be rewarded for the hijrah, or the migration. This is the only one. Because of the intention. Because of the intention. Right? Because of the intention. So, this clarifies that the intention is very, very important. Make your intention sincere before Allah. Make it available all the time you do the worships. Do not do the worship without any intention, because you're not going to get any reward for that. The second hadith that Imam Nawawi wrote is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is agreed upon. And the first hadith was agreed upon as well. He said, وَعَنْ أُمِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَغْزُو جَيْشٌ الْكَعْبَةِ فَإِذَا كَانَ الْبَيْدَاءَ مِنْ الْأَرْضِ يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ قَالَتْ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ وَفِيهِمْ أَسْوَاقُهُمْ وَمَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ قَالَ يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ ثُمَّ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَى نِيَّاتِهِمْ نِيَّاتِهِمْ is plural of نِيَّة underline see what we come to do or to say when we reach the translation of this. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an army raids Kaaba. If they are in the desert land, meaning on their way, but in the when they are in a place where it is a desert, it is sunk down with their first and their last, in all of them. It is then sunk down with them all. It will take them all in it. Aisha radiallahu anha then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, "O Rasulullah, how is that? And there are their markets," meaning people who just accompany them for business. They saw the army, and the army will need food, will need clothes. So they said, "Well, we have good business. We send these things to them." Now, وَمَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ and those people who are not from them, maybe they just wanted a lift, maybe they wanted some kind of protection on the pole from the thieves. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, responding to Aisha, "It is sunk with them all. It is sunk with them all, their first and their last. Okay, and they are all." Revive with their own intentions. Look to that. So the intention will benefit you. If you have good intention in your heart, this will benefit you. When the day of rejection occurs, what will benefit you? That is in your heart.
what is in your heart. So always take care of your heart. Purify your heart. Do not deceive. Do not lie. Do not practice hypocrisy. You show something and you hide something. This is not good. Be straight. Especially in worship. Especially in worship. Now, and in the third hadith, which is also on the third of Aisha of Allah, and agreed upon, قالت قال رسول الله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية. Underline this. ونية. وإن استغفرتم فاغفروا. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, no immigration is after the opening of the conquest of Mecca. After Mecca was conquered, no one from Mecca can migrate to Medina. خلاص. Both lands now are lands of Islam. Right? So what does that mean? No more immigration? No, there is migration. But from the land of Kufr to the land of Islam. You cannot migrate from Mecca to Medina today. You say, I'm migrating like Rasulullah and the companions. No, no, no. Because it's all now the land of Islam. It's all the land of Islam. No. وَلَكِنْ جِهَادٍ مَنِيَّ. But what is still remaining? Jihad and the intention. Jihad will remain until the day of resurrection. But what kind of jihad? Is this what's happening today, jihad? It's not jihad. It's a gangster. It's a gang, terror. These people are not Abul Jihad, these are not Mujahideen. How can the Mujahideen kill people, Muslim people, in Pakistan, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, in many Muslim land? How can this be jihad? How can this be jihad? They kill the Muslims and they call it jihad? I'm wondering how come. Except if they name the Muslims kuffar. And that's what they do. They say these people are not Muslims. And that's wrong, ya akhwan. Who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and he prays. This is Muslim. We don't care what is in his heart. This is up to Allah. We cannot judge it. We cannot judge it. This is what Allah Ta'ala will judge him for in the day of resurrection. وَإِذَا اسْتَغْفَرْتُمْ فَانْفِرُوا. And if you are asked to go for fight, meaning for jihad, then you do. Who will ask you? Not anybody. Be careful. Not anybody. Don't tell me, so-and-so raise the flag of jihad, let's go. No, 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 no. It must be a Muslim ruler. It must be a Muslim ruler. Not anyone. No, no. Not anyone. But a Muslim ruler. When the Muslim ruler calls for jihad, you should not then stay home. You should join them. Join the Muslims for jihad. Especially when the jihad is to resist the kuffar. Then it is very obligatory. But the important thing in here is the intention. Always take care of the intention. Make it pure for Allah. Make it always pure for Allah. The first hadith is the hadith of Abi Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari رضي الله عنه. قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض هو مسلم. This hadith which is reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah, well-known companion. He's a companion, his father was companion, Abdullah ibn Haram. When his father died in a battle, he made a woman who was older than him, and she wasn't virgin. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, he saw some kind of, he beautified himself. So the Prophet ﷺ asked him, is it that you got married? That's why you are taking care of your appearance? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, what, a virgin? He said, no. she wasn't virgin. He said, why not? Virgin, because he's young. Virgin, you play with and she plays with you. Meaning you enjoy each other. He, رضي الله عنه, said, Ya Rasulullah, my father, Abdullah, was killed in the battle and left behind him children. So I have to take care. Allahu Akbar. He wanted to carry the responsibility of his father. Al-Jabir ibn Abdullah said, we were with the Prophet, with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a battle. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are men in Medina. There are men in Medina. You never go a walk, never cover a distance, but and never cross any valley, but they are with you. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means although they are staying in Medina, they are given the same reward as yours. How come that? These people who cut, this was when they came back from the Battle of Tabuk. Tabuk from Medina is a long distance. Walking, hot, desert, dust, hunger, thirst. But the Prophet ﷺ is saying that those people who are in Medina in their houses are given the same reward as yours. When they say this is unjust, why? Now this is just. This is the whole, this is the great justice. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reason why they are given the same reward. He said, حَبَسَهُمْ الْمَرَضِ حَبَسَهُمْ الْمَرَضِ. They wish to come out and join you. They wish to be with you. They are crying for that they cannot go with you. Because they are ill. They are sick. So when the person intends good and he cannot do it, he will be given the reward of it. That's why I always say, Ya Akhi, those people who insist, I see people today do the worship based on desire. Not based on yani, seeking reward. I say to those people every Hajj, whenever the Hajj comes, they say, I want to go for Hajj, but I want to go smuggling. I have no permit. I say, Akhi, don't do it. He said, okay, what should I do? See, it's easy. Both on your ihram and go. Because you are here in Jeddah. If they stop you, like checkpoint, just return, slaughter a sheep, come off your clothes. Oh, I lost money or sheep. No, you did not lose nothing. You are given the reward of Hajj. Because your intention is to perform Hajj. But you are stopped. So you are given the reward. What do you want? The reward or just be seen there? If you want the reward which is given for you when you return back, when you are prevented from going, continuing the journey, the reward given there is much greater than the reward you are given when you go. Because when you go, you may bother people, you may harm people, you may do something that, you know, you may not do all the worships perfectly, but if you are rude with the good intention that you want to do Hajj that you are prevented, then Allah will give you the perfect reward of it. So what is better? Yes, we wish to be there, but if you are not allowed, then don't cheat and deceive and go, insist to go in your clothes or smuggling from the desert. This is not correct. All this is not correct. We are here for the reward. Now, Ya Ikhwan, if you are told, now you all are hired for work, am I right? You are given salary for work, am I right? Right. If you stay home, are they going to give you salary? No. If they say, if you are sick, and you bring sick leave, are you paid or not? You are paid. Because there is an excuse. there is an excuse. Maybe you will pay, you will be paid full payment. Maybe if you go there, maybe you do something that makes the supervisor empty, and maybe he write a deduction of your salary. See, you are home, you are given the better. No, I don't encourage by that, don't go for worship. No, but I say, if you are not able, always have the good intention. Because with the intention you are going to be given a good reward. A good reward. And this is very important, fiqh. People today are poor of fiqh and poor of sincerity. Two things. Poor of fiqh, which is the understanding of the deen, and poor of sincerity, which is very important. And that's why more than one billion Muslims, both yet, they are weak. They are weak. They cannot even do like the 317 in Badr. Why? Simply because those ones were rich of understanding faith and rich of sincerity, faith. Today's people are poor and both. So we have to be careful of that. Last hadith we take today, inshaAllah, is the hadith of Abi Yazid, Ma'an ibn Yazid ibn al-Akhnas radiallahu anhu. This man is a companion, him, his father, and his grandfather. عن أبي يزيد معنى ابن يزيد بن أخنس رضي الله عنه وهو وأبوه وجده صحابيون. He of them are companions. The narrator, his father and his grandfather. They all are companions. قال كان أبي يزيد أخرج دنانير يتصدق بها فوضعها عند رجل في المسجد فجئته فأخذتها فأعطيته بها فقال والله ما إياك أردت فخاصمت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لك ما نويت يا يزيد ولك ما أخذت مع قرار البخاري. This hadith is reported by Imam Bukhari in Sahih. This man يزيد بن معن said, my father set aside some money for charity and gave them to a person who was sitting in the mosque. His father went to the mosque and he found someone sitting there and he gave him this charity, this money. Abu Yazid Ma'an said, I went to that person. Maybe he was chasing his father. And maybe he was someone, yes, he's the son, but maybe he was a husband and he doesn't have enough money. So he was chasing his father, where to put this money? So he found the money with this man. So he came to this person and said, and he asked him for money. So the man gave him the money. Maybe the father of Yazid told the man, please give it to any poor person that comes to you. Right? So now that person is sitting. The son of the donator came. And he asked for money. The man gave it. So, Yazid went back home. And he said to his father, that I passed by the masjid and I saw a man sitting. And he said someone gave him money. I asked him for money, he said, someone gave charity here. You can take it. His father was angry. He said, I did not mean you. I could have given you that in the house. But I wanted it to go to a poor person who is not a relative of me. That's what he wanted. That's what he intended. This is not zakah, not obligatory charity, but optional charity. So he wanted to give all this to Sabilillah. If he came back to him, his son went there and asked for help, the man gave him the money which his father gave him. So he came back home and he said, son, he thought that he brought him glad tidings. He said, father, I got some money. I got some money. Where from? I went to the masjid. I asked a man where to help, and he said, well, a while ago a man came and gave me this money to give it out, just to be there, so you take it. His father was angry. I did not mean that the money come to your hand. My intention wasn't like that. So the son went to Rasulullah ﷺ complaining of what his father did and said. So the father, Rasulullah ﷺ said to the father, for your intention, the reward is given for you. Because of your intention. The reward is already given for you. And for him, because he needs the money, the money is for him. So don't feel sorry because his intention serves you. The intention serves you and supports you because your intention was pure for Allah Ta'ala. And that's why, ikhwan, I always say, take care of the intentions. Do not just please people. Please Allah Ta'ala. No one will stand on the day of resurrection defending you. No one will give you one single hasana. No one. So be careful of that. Always treat your heart. Treat your heart. This is the store of iman, the store of intention. This is the beauty or death. This is the happiness or sadness. All here. So we have to take care of the intentions. This was the last hadith of today. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a great life with a great iman from here until we reach that day when we meet again on Tuesday to study and learn some more hadith of Riyad al-Salihin. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. If you have any question, then you can take. All right, no question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.